Oh, my. Happy fucking happy hour.
Yeah.
The little saucy minx, Jackie Schechner, is back. We were just on Periscope, and apparently someone was like, oh, my God, we were so enjoying you and your dogs, and then in front of my kids, and then you were like, look how fucking hot Jackie Schechner is.
Yes.
They should know better.
Yay, sorry. Jackie!
Hi, Jackie. You know, I like Periscope a lot because I like that it's unfiltered and it's just natural. Right. And then somebody went and took a screen grab from the last time I did a Periscope, and it was a terrible photo. Right. I thought,
no photo approval.
No, I like this so much better when it's just video and it's out there. And
what's your Periscope handle?
I think it's just at Jackie Schechner. Okay, I think it's the same as my Twitter.
All right,
Jackie and I just did a three-way with John Fugelsang.
It was incredibly satisfying. Yes,
wow, we.
It was quick.
Right.
But satisfying.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this one we did before the show was quick.
Can I just say how hot Jackie Schechner looks? Look, she's in her summer blonde, everybody.
Yeah. I'm like a, what was it? Like a summer ale?
Yes. You're a summer wheat. That's what you are.
No, I have, I'm rocking the jumper. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah. Oh, no. Stand up, please. Stand up. Turn around for mama. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Jumper, right?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I don't know how long the jumper thing's going to last. So I'm going to get
a
much wear out.
Yeah, what's the deal? Fashion plate, Jackie? I don't know. Because I'm not a fashion plate. So what's the fucking deal with the jumpers?
I don't know. But I'm very into this jumper romper thing. So I'm,
well, that's comfortable.
Right. It's super comfortable. And it's kind of like pajamas. I figured if happy hour turns into sleepover,
I like
prepare.
This because courtesy of Allison Janney, started wearing pajama jeans.
Oh, you did not buy the pajama jeans.
Oh, yeah, I did buy the pajama jeans.
Yeah, she did.
Allison Janney has them, and I was like, okay, they must be cool.
No.
And I'm,
no.
Oh, they're awesome.
I mean, Allison's great, but no.
They're pajamas and jeans. Well, she buys the really expensive ones. I buy them, you know, whatever. Oh, Amazon.
You buy them off the TV.
Oh, as seen on TV. Oh, well, clackety, clackety, clackety.
It's the same time she gets the earwax remover.
Yeah, exactly. Ow!
Ow! Oh, my God. We're going back to our current TV days. That's the only advertiser we had was the earwax guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ow!
And didn't John Fugelsang know him or something?
Yes. And said he was a big stoner.
What? He really had to act to do that, ow, because he was like, oh, man, dude, ow. They're like, no, you're going to have to
a little more energy
for the commercial. Ow! Oh, God, that fucking earwax.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Current. Oh, those were the days, my friends.
Feels like
I thought they'd never
end. Well, it was ages ago now.
And then Al Gore sold it to the fucking oil people.
Was it 2 years ago?
Sorry.
2003. Yeah, like 2.5 years ago.
Year and a half.
What, Travis? Yeah, yeah.
Year and a half. Feels like ages.
All right. Well, you know, what can we say?
Yeah.
That's what happens when it's all a fog.
Exactly.
It's all foggy blur.
Unemployment tends to blend again.
Yeah.
Jesus, tell me about it. I've been working in my basement. Jackie Schechner, journalist extraordinaire, healthcare expert extraordinaire, just general hotness.
I know, right?
You're very kind.
What? Okay. Because you are a saucy little minx, because where's my dating game music? Everyone wants to know, what's going on with Jackie?
Oh, do you have like a throw-up noise to put at the end of your dating game music?
Hang on, I think I have it here. Hang on. Oh, no, I don't. Never mind. Go
ahead. Oh.
Splat.
There you go.
Splat.
Yeah, okay. Nothing good. Nothing exciting. There's nobody special. I was seeing somebody.
Hey, guys. No, call now. Call now. And we'll throw in this free Brazilian power crystal.
It's about as good as it gets.
No.
I was seeing somebody on and off for about 10 months. It was more off than on.
Right.
And then I just decided I'd had enough. I was exhausted. The whole thing was just exhausting.
You're like, you know, off is better.
Yeah,
better.
I'm feeling off.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, of course, in true, like, loves the chase fashion, he came back
now
and
that's
said,
annoying me.
All right, fine.
Yes, go ahead.
Now it's time. Now I want to make this special and official. And I said, yeah, I haven't seen anything in the last 10 months of dating that makes me want to make you my boyfriend.
Right. So he was not your boyfriend,
no,
is what you're saying.
No, my boyfriend.
Because and I thought last time we saw you, you said,
my boyfriend!
Okay, but now not. That's okay.
No, and then I met somebody else I was really excited about. I was set up on a blind date, and I thought, oh, he's really smart. And then it turned out that's about it.
Oh,
there's really not
a
lot beyond that. Oh. So, yeah.
Are you still doing the Tinder thing?
Unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the social medias.
Okay.
I'm on a couple of sites, but I haven't met anybody in person from those for a while.
Okay.
And the conversation seems to go something like, you know, hi, where are you from? And I say where I'm from. And then if it turns out they discover I have half a brain, they're not interested anymore.
Jackie Schechner, everybody, is Ivy League. She went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Yes. Okay. I did.
But she is from Florida, so that could counteract it. I'm just saying.
She's a one-woman Florida stack.
I'm just saying. You could say I'm a Florida.
Yeah. No? But I think now I'm just at the point where I've got other things I'd like to focus on, and if something fabulous comes along, that's great.
Yep.
And otherwise, I'm just going to kind of do my thing. I have great friends. Obviously, I'm married to SoulCycle. And,
I was your pimp. I was your SoulCycle pimp.
You were. You farmed me out. That was a blind date at a 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and
I
fell in love, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah. I'm the same way. You know, I broke up 4 months ago now, and I'm like, I don't need to be in a relationship at this point.
Yeah, I mean, so it would be nice, but I think it's nice in terms of meeting somebody. I mean, always what I'm looking for is a true partnership, and I always say that. Like, I'm looking for somebody who really wants to be a team and wants to be part of a relationship.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of times
there's no I in team, goddammit,
no,
Jackie.
No, there's an I in Jackie.
Yeah.
No,
there
I
is an I in Jackie with a heart.
A little star.
Sorority dots.
I know it's I was a tried out.
I know.
It happened.
Delta, can we help you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Fly the friendly
I'm sorry.
Fly.
I'm so sorry.
When in doubt, try Delta. I know. I've heard them all.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I actually wasn't slutty in college. Imagine that.
That's weird. So when did that start? No, just come on, Chris. Stop it.
Yeah, no, there was a time.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that for me, like, dating's always a fascinating topic for me because I, you know, for a while it was like, why aren't you married? What's wrong with you? And I have all these friends with these starter marriages.
Right.
And I think, well, because I didn't want one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, like, I really just want to know that when I stand up in front of everybody I know and love and say, this is the person I choose, and I'm pretty darn sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people who are divorced or separated think that's the case when they get married and life happens.
Right. Sure.
And things fall apart. I get that. But I do know a lot of times people compromise and they say, all right, I'm at that age, or if I'm going to think about having a family, this should be the person, because I'm with them now and it's the time, or I think I'd like to settle down. And it's not a true passionate love with substance underneath it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm waiting for.
I got fucked up really early because my parents got engaged on the third date. We're married happily for 40 years till my dad died. My oldest sister got engaged on the third date, happily married for, I don't know, 45 years now. Something. Oh, well, that's how it goes.
You think it happens quickly.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, yes. I get wrapped up in that passion. I can't see you. This is driving me
I know.
Nuts.
Well, that's her camera, so yeah, that's fine.
It's my camera.
If I move over.
Just pretend you
can
see me.
Nobody can get in the way of Mama's camera.
I can see your beard and then, like, your head.
And I can't move my mic because the cord is too short. So.
Well, know that I am looking at you lovingly from behind this
people,
small alien.
Just understand that Chris's cord is short, but his dick is enormous. It's like,
how do you know?
Well, it's touching my foot right now. I just want everybody to know.
And he's not even excited.
No, it comes in sections. Yeah. I just want people to know. Okay.
Yeah.
He unrolls.
Kind of like Vince Neil or.
Yeah.
Or Tommy.
No.
Tommy Lee.
Right.
Do we know the size of Vince Neil's unit?
I have no idea. When you go to the bathroom, right in the morning, I can hear like a.
It hits the water?
Yeah.
No. It just comes in
unrolling.
Sections. Don't we have that still?
No.
It's like a fire hose. It's just like.
Unrolls.
I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay. It's almost out. Hopefully he'll make it back before the commercial break.
Okay, let's get off the subject of my dick.
All right, let's not. Okay, Jackie, what?
What? What were we talking about?
No.
We lost track.
Did I fuck that up? Yes. Okay,
probably.
You were saying.
I don't know. What were we talking about?
You were talking.
Can we roll back and see what.
No, I was saying that, my family might have
fucked your family
me up
you
in terms
because,
of like
oh my God,
how
I
it
just
happens
said the
and it's supposed to be. Yeah. Yeah.
I never say that.
Oh, that's right. And you said you. Your dad. You used to see your dad naked.
Oh, because you think it happened very quickly.
I did. Yes, you
have.
We
were a naked family. Let's not go over this again. This is already tread happy hour.
You were a naked family.
Yes.
Really?
And your dad had a large.
Yes. But I didn't. we could hang out with mommy and daddy in the bathroom. Daddy's shaving. Mommy's doing whatever.
Naked.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't remember that being the case.
Yeah, that wasn't my family.
All right. Look how spectacularly I've grown up.
I do have that thing, though, that like fantasy romance thing where I think that
it's
going to magically happen.
Me too.
And,
when I was with someone for 10 years, I never thought I'd be with anyone else. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've hit a rough, what would you say, Chris?
Life?
Patch. Patch.
Life.
A rough patch.
No, it's been a rough life.
All right, now it's a life, but fuck you. My point is.
But I think if you're romantic, I think in some ways you'd like that to be the case. I'm that same way. I want it. I want to be swept off my feet. I want us to fall madly in love.
There's a lot of things I could say right now that both of you know about that I'm not going to say because I can't say.
Okay.
But just stay tuned.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like there's a decoder ring we need on this one.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
We're kind of talking in code here.
We are, like invisible ink. We can't hold it under the black light.
Anywho.
How about them Mets, huh? Do you want to hear about how I lost the neighbor's cat?
Oh yes. Please. You are cat sitting.
Yes.
I am.
Let's hear a different pussy story for a second. Get the heat off my pussy. Okay, go ahead.
So everybody knows that I have Emmy, who's been with me for 16 years.
The sink cat.
The sink cat. I love the cat. She lives in the sink. Mm-hmm. Yes. She wakes me up by pawing my eyes at 6 o'clock in the morning to turn the sink on for her.
Oh, look how beautiful they are. I want someone to paw my eyes.
Yeah, no. She has no claws, which is good. Okay. Well, not good. I know the whole declawing thing. I'll never do it again. I was young. Anyway. But that's good for the whole eye pawing scenario.
Okay.
Anyway, my neighbor, who's lovely, watches my cat when I go away, and she does an excellent job. And she has two cats of her own, and very rarely does she need me to watch her cats, but when she does, I'm happy to help. She has one that likes to bolt out of the house, and another one that's fat and a little more sedentary.
Okay, so feral tendencies.
Right.
So, last time, like Jim Ward, who was supposed to be here, but
we didn't leave out the right girl on girl porn.
I guess not.
No. Is he still up to that?
Yes, he is.
That hasn't changed.
Yes. No. Oh, he had physical therapy. He has a thing. He has a bad knee. It's okay. All right,
is that the euphemism? He has physical therapy?
Sure.
Yeah. It's true.
So they're working it out.
Yeah.
So they're rubbing it out for him.
Sorry, you get me going.
The cat ran out once and I got all panicked and she said, oh, don't worry. He'll come back. He always comes back. And sure enough, he came back and it was fine. So yesterday I went over there to feed the cats and the cat went running out, and then I saw it twice yesterday evening, and it won't come anywhere near me, so I can't get it back into the house, and I haven't seen it all day today.
Oh, wow.
And
I'm good at attracting pussy. I can get it.
You might not be able to hang on to it.
What am I saying, Chris?
You don't attract the right
people
kind of pussy.
People that do not think they like pussy, I can do it. I'm the pussy whisperer. Go ahead.
Like a dog person?
Okay. That's what I meant. Go ahead.
Oh, so you don't know if the cat is...
Well, I got up very early this morning. I stayed at her apartment super late last night with the doors open, hoping he would come back.
Right.
And then I got up really early this morning and sat there again this morning, hoping the cat would come back. And I've been sitting there all day on and off waiting for... Cat hasn't come back yet. And I went around the neighborhood and I looked and I spoke to the neighbors and nobody seen. There's no dead cat, which is good. And I called her and I told her what was going on.
Right.
And she doesn't seem all that concerned.
Oh, dear.
So I'm hoping that tonight if I put out a little food and sing a pretty song.
Yeah. Remember Jim had this with Tommy, his feral cat?
Yeah.
And I was like, who? Tommy.
Did it come back?
Yeah, get it, Tommy.
Tommy?
Who?
Who? Yes. Tommy.
Apparently he had been living with the neighbors.
And I was like, isn't that the point that a feral cat lives somewhere else and then comes back?
I'm hoping it'll come back. I mean, Emmy doesn't leave the house, so I'm not used to this.
If it's not in your sink, you don't understand.
I don't know where she is. Yeah. She's not on the couch or in the sink. She's lost.
Yeah, if I can't see boots, I know she's in the closet.
That's about as far as she goes.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a whole nother joke about your past.
I'm hoping by the time
now.
You release this that the cat will be back.
We hope so, too.
I'm nervous.
We'll send out a tweet as soon as we find out.
Yeah. No, and let everybody
know. I'm just saying I am the pussy whisperer.
You want to come over?
You should send me in.
Yeah, the cat won't. I whistle.
I will slather myself with tuna and LPGA magazines, and I will find her. Whatever occurs, I will find her.
We'll whip up a softball game.
Yes.
Put some Melissa Etheridge on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will play some Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, I missed that show. Did you know she was at the Greek this week?
Yes.
With,
she was.
Blondie.
She was.
Like I do.
I missed that show. I would have liked to have
seen that. Tell me, do you want me? Okay, sorry.
I did see the Violent Femmes recently.
How was that?
How was that?
It was the Violent... It was Colin
Hay... How violent were they?
...of Men at Work.
Right.
The Violent Femmes, which were not at all violent. It's a little weird to see the Violent Femmes in, like, polo shirts at the Greek at daytime. Like,
well, they've never been violent. I mean...
No, but it's kind of like a dark emo kind of moody Violent Femmes.
Yeah.
Kind of like a... Not angry, but not angry. Angry for suburban white people.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we listened
like
to it in Virginia.
Used to say, like, what?
We
just
put the cassette on and cruise Mercury Boulevard in Virginia.
Like, I'm in a mood. Yeah. So
George Carlin used to say, like, what is that? House of Blues? Really, white people, like, oh, my latte's cold.
Yeah. That's what it's like. It was a little weird. It was still daylight, and, you know, because it was, I don't know, 7 p.m.
Yeah, at the Greek Theater,
which is an outdoor venue.
Yeah.
Right near here.
So it felt a little off. But they were great.
Sure.
But it just felt like it should have been a darker scene.
Okay.
And then it was with the Bare Naked Ladies. So if you can imagine what crowd that draws.
Those are like, well, I mean, I like all three of those artists, so it would draw a crowd like me.
It was a great show because they're really funny.
Yeah.
And they put on a good show, and they've got some really fun songs.
Yeah.
And you find yourself singing them after the fact. And there's songs that they sing that I didn't even know were theirs. So that was kind of fun.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I know this.
Right.
Yeah. If I Had $1 million.
Yeah, that was their first hit.
Which I can't sing because I have no tone.
Right.
But it was great. And that was really a lot of fun. But I went because of the Violent Femmes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a quick set. And
Right.
Certainly not as...
So, Jackie Schechter, update us all that have been following you like perverts. What are you doing now? Because everybody thinks you're the most amazing journalist, the most amazing healthcare expert.
That's right.
What can we do?
That's a really good question. So what I'm doing right now is I'm working as a communications consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is
I need that because I communicate like shit. I'm a fucking disaster as a friend, a lover.
Well, not in your personal communication, but I do have a friend who's a life coach. So maybe we can hook you guys up.
Oh, that'd be great.
That might be helpful.
The only life coach I've ever known lived with her parents, hadn't had a successful relationship in 10 years. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was really the life. We can get back to that because the life coaching thing is really interesting.
Right.
So I do communications consulting work. So people hire me to help them do media outreach, to learn how to talk to the media.
Right.
Because I was a journalist for so long, I know how to write a press release that journalists are going to pay attention to.
Yep.
I've got some longstanding relationships. Journalists know I'm not going to bother them with something they're not gonna actually going to be interested
as
in.
As people like Chris and I that delete those 1,000 times a day, we know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. I get press releases I throw away all the time. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't grab me in the subject line,
I
hit delete because I get probably 1,000 pieces of email a day. And if you don't grab me in the subject line, I have to hit.
If it doesn't say enlarge your dick, you're not interested.
I don't need enlargement. Thank you.
We've learned. I am learning all sorts of things about you.
You know.
So I do that. So people hire me and also I'll train up your communications staff. So I don't necessarily work for the company, but I'll train somebody else to be your communications person. And then I'm sort of a jacks of all trades, I like to call it.
Jacks.
Because I do project management work and whatever people hire me to do that I'm capable of doing. And I have one major client right now in the transportation sector, and they've been very good to me.
Awesome.
And then I do John Fugelsang's show for fun, and I do your show for fun. That's kind of what keeps me busy.
Jackie Schechter. All right, we'll talk tomorrow about healthcare or whatever. But the important thing is, what the fuck? Because Donald Trump is the front runner. Let's talk about this for a minute.
Oh, this is fun stuff.
Right?
Yeah, I think we got into this last time I was on the show because it's so fascinating. I don't know. You know, in 2000, I was working for an internet company called Sudo.com. I think I've told this story before.
Yeah.
Trump had written a book. He was talking about possibly running for president.
Sure.
And I went
as he does every election season.
This was the first time that he had done it.
Okay.
And I went with a camera guy, and we shoved a microphone in his face and talked to him about would he come on an internet-type program to talk about his run for presidency if he ran, because we were the first broadcast internet interactive broadcast network out there. And he said, you know, maybe. And the way we did it was a little irreverent. And the people that I worked for thought it was really fabulous. And they hired me to be a part of their politics channel, which is kind of how my politics road got started. But every time I see him announce over the years that he might run for president, I think it's a big joke and it's a ratings thing because he's been doing it since 2000. Now, all of a sudden, he's actually in the running.
Yeah.
And my thought is I don't think he really wants to be president.
I don't think so either.
I think he wants the publicity. I think he wants the attention. I think he wants the platform to do more private sector stuff. But I don't think he's all that interested in being in a position where he has to take instruction and advice from other people.
Nope.
Because when you're the president, as we know, as unfortunately as we've learned through the President Obama, that you can have a lot of really great ideas, but you don't really get to call the shots all the time.
Right.
And
you have to get those ideas through a lot of other people.
He's pissed off every demographic. Now it just came out today. That he said to a woman lawyer in deposition, you're disgusting. Because she wanted a breast pump. He's like, you're disgusting.
No, she said she wanted to leave the room breast pump. But he said that she wanted to do it right in front of him.
And I'm inclined to believe the woman feed her child.
Yes.
I'm inclined to believe Ivana, can I just say, about the marital rape?
Oh, no, you can't rape someone you're married to.
Oh, well, yes, you can.
No, I mean, that's
that story had too much
is
detail,
that
and she got,
rape
and she got
rape?
Too much money to say it didn't happen.
Yeah. Even Trump said he doesn't speak for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I just more and more stuff's going to come out. I mean, you think that's part of it too, is people are going to start digging around because A, because he's running, and B, because he's the front runner.
Right.
And you're going to hear a lot of this kind of stuff. I guarantee you there's more stories like this from his time.
And people are digging through. He has a really long paper trail because he's sued a lot of people. And all of that
I'm sure he's also been sued.
Yes, and all of that is public record. So people are digging through that right now, and there's a whole treasure trove of stuff that we haven't seen yet.
I think we just found my next job.
There you go.
I have a lot of free time, and I really don't like Donald Trump.
There you go.
I'm going to start with the Freedom of Information Act and go from there.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were laughing today about the Fox News that keep, like, lowering the bar, so it's T-ball. So everybody, even people with less than 1%, get in to the debates. So it's
when is the first debate?
Next Thursday.
Yes,
yeah, it's soon.
Yes.
Okay. So really, we're getting to the point now where there's got to be some sort of cutoff. But now they're saying everybody.
Everybody's going to be in the debate, but there are going to be two debates. There's going to be a lesser debate before the real debate.
Which do you think will be more interesting?
Oh, the kids' table.
Amazing.
Oh my God, there's going to be thrown mashed potatoes. Uh-huh. People are going to be like, what am I? A zit? Just like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't want substance at this point. They want entertainment.
Exactly.
So there's going to be a lot of insults.
And everybody's going to try and out crazy Trump.
Yeah.
And so
you got to out Trump Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Mike Huckabee. Like, Obama with his tarantulas walking Israelis to the door of the oven. And then Ted Cruz don't even notice that he said, Obama's the main sponsor of terrorism in the world. Like, nobody, there's nothing you can say now that can, out Trump Trump.
No, and that's the point, right? They're all trying to make news when you've got a crowded field. How do you differentiate yourself?
The only person who succeeded is Mike Huckabee with his marching, to the doors of the ovens comment.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even know. It's like a day's news cycle.
How do you feel about that as a Jehu?
As a Jew.
As a Jehu.
Yeah, I mean, there's a Godwin's law on the internet. Like the first person in an internet fight in a chat room that brings up the Nazis or Hitler automatically loses.
Exactly.
I feel that way.
Godwin'd all over the place.
Yeah, I feel that way in real life. Like anytime you make any sort of Holocaust, Nazi, Hitler analogy, you're done. I tune out because nothing's that terrible.
Yeah.
There's no.
As our friend John Fugelsang says, people who engage in hyperbole are worse than Hitler. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing that bad. And if you have to go there in order to make your point, then I'm done. Yeah. I'd rather you made a point.
Then your
something
debate
really
skills suck.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah.
So, I think there's going to be mashed potato throwing at next week. I'm so excited about it.
But the real question
is
who emerges? Like who really? I mean, who is it? Because Jeb Bush seems to be the most reasonable. Is it because? I mean,
and you were there.
Enough
you
about
were there
Scott
when
Walker,
he was governor, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I was paying that much attention, but anything with the word, this is going to sound terrible, anything
Bush.
With the word Bush in it, I can't do it again. But I also have a problem with the idea of the Clinton-Bush dynasty, that whole kind of, I mean, I think
Hillary
would be a great...
Yeah, but Clinton's not a dynasty. But, she and her husband both brought themselves up from nothing.
No.
They didn't come from
I know. And I know it makes me a terrible Democrat to say it. And I think she'd be a good president.
No, it doesn't make you a terrible Democrat.
Course,
it doesn't.
I wish there were a woman that weren't a Clinton. There's so much that comes along with that. I would love to
listen, there's a lot of C words. The first woman president will be called. And Clinton is not the worst.
No, I know. And she'll be a great president. I'm sure she will get the job done. It feels very much like more of the same.
Yeah, well, I get it. But that's the thing that just sticks in my craw. I'm just like, she's not a Romney or a fucking Bush or whatever.
But why
like,
is she not?
She came from nothing.
But
she came from nothing. Showed a bill.
Well,
showed
no, I mean, she wasn't rich. But she's rich now.
Well, so what? But what I'm saying
she's
is
been
that
in
is,
politics for
that
a very
is different
long time.
Than people that feel it. And somebody made a great point. They're like, Trump is just like Bush. Like, Trump in business is the same as Bush in politics. His father was a real estate mogul, rich, like, he didn't earn his business success. He was born to a real estate mogul. Like, Jeb Bush was born to a political mogul, right? I mean,
I have a difficulty only because I don't necessarily know that you're the socioeconomic situation that you're born into always dictates where you end up. You know, there are plenty of people who are born into money who make nothing of themselves, and there are people who are born into poverty who make tremendous success of themselves. It's harder, of course. It's a lot harder
But Donald Trump keeps saying, I built this amazing business. It's like, really? You were born to whatever, Fred Trump. your son is Baron von Trump. Like,
oh yeah, no,
break.
I mean you start on a different level.
Yeah, right.
It's a totally different playing
third
field.
Base is Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You start with a lead towards home, but I think that my thing with Clinton, and it's not about money for me. It's just about more DC politics, and if you think they hate the black man, they're also gonna hate the woman.
Oh, they're gonna hate the chick.
Oh, yeah. I get called a cunt more times before 6 a.m. than most
and
people.
And if she
all
tries
day.
To be assertive, she's bitchy, and it's all of the terrible stereotypes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
no, we were. I was talking about that with a friend today.
Not that we shouldn't support her, and I think she'd be
no,
good.
But clearly, like a lot of
if she wins the Democratic nomination, absolutely,
of
I'm
course.
All
no,
the way
point
behind
is
her.
That, like a lot of men. You know, let's be honest, hate that strong woman. And there's a lot of women, Jackie, let's be honest, that are also threatened by that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I guarantee you something comes out about, is she going to be moody? Or, you know,
right.
Is it...
She's past my... Trust me, she's
yeah,
past my...
I mean,
like, have I lost the will to fucking live, Chris? Trust me.
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
am I moody anymore? No.
No.
I just come down here, I'm like, I pull the dog hairs off my tongue, I'm like... When does the thing start? Let's go.
No, the latest one is she couldn't satisfy her husband. How can she, you know?
That was a Trump tweet from 2014 or something.
Right.
Like that.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff you're going to see again. Yeah. Because if there's racism and there, you know, that's. I'm sorry. I thought there was a movement from the corner.
What's happening?
I was blinded by his muscles.
Yeah. Sun's out, guns out, Travis.
Wow. Sorry, we were all blinded by your beauty. Sorry.
No, I mean, I just feel like there's going to be some. Rampant sexism.
It's oh, absolutely.
Oh, God,
just like
kidding?
There was rampant racism
it's
with
that thing
Obama.
Like, you know, that, you know, whenever Inauguration Day, it's like a nation of racists realize they're suddenly sexist.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, right?
Yeah. And it'll also be, I think, a lot of the old attacks on Clinton and the Republican hatred for the success that he had.
Right.
Will rear its ugly head again, and we'll have another 8 years of nothing getting done because there's going to be gridlock. And that's the part that I get frustrated
But they also have the experience of dealing with shit like that. You know,
true. Yeah. I mean, they have more experience than
right.
Obama did in terms of how to navigate those waters.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that they're a little more, she's a little more attuned to how to say no.
Yep.
Well, look at the latest New York Times story, Jackie, that like was totally wrong. She's not under criminal investigation. This is going to be a total like Clinton gotcha cycle again, isn't it?
What did you hear about Benghazi? Was that or criminal investigation?
No,
the
New York Times reported that she was under criminal investigation about her emails, and it was totally wrong. And
yeah.
New York
and
Times,
they had to walk that back.
New York Times had to, you know,
retract it.
And,
mm-hmm. Well, that's just lazy journalism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. But it's they're chomping at the bit for something. Yeah. I mean, that's the other part, too.
Right.
If she's the front runner by a mile, there's not going to be much of a horse race. And
right.
when there's not much of a horse race, what do you write about? You try to knock down the front runner so you get some kind of juicy information.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, the Republicans are going to it's a field day for
we
comedians.
We were laughing today.
For,
Linda Tripp came out after 20 years to
and spoke out against
to
Hillary.
Trash Hillary.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
After 20 years.
Where has she been?
I don't.
Under a bridge, rock, something.
What does she look like now?
There wasn't a picture.
Intentionally?
I don't know.
Does that get better with
age?
Well,
Lucianne Goldberg got her an extreme makeover with a nose job and everything like that.
Right.
Yeah, before she went into hiding.
That must have gone well.
Look at me trying to pour one with my tiny hole.
That is sad.
What is going on there?
Well,
she couldn't get the cork out all the way.
No.
Okay. Oh, I figured that was like your way of monitoring yourself.
I serve no wine before it's time. That's what it is.
Don't you have an automatic wine opener thing on your wall?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Well, maybe you'll be less slurry by the end of the show.
Oh, so how was the free speech donor lunch?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, it was awesome.
You should encourage more people to give so that they can attend these lunches.
A listener gave me this shirt at that lunch.
That's a great
You know who
shirt.
I asked to give? Al Gore and his partner, and they said no.
Really?
Nothing.
All that $500 million is accounted for, huh?
They got nothing. No.
$500 million of oil money.
Yeah. So how was it? Was it a good time?
It was
what did
fantastic.
You guys do? Have you already talked about this?
Yeah.
Did I miss this? Okay.
That was fantastic.
Okay.
We sang, we drank, we partied.
Yeah.
So, Jackie Schechner, all right, give me the dating game music again. So what are we looking for exactly? Because there's many men that want to know what's happening with Jackie Schechner. What
are we looking for?
Yes.
You know, I thought tall, but the last one wasn't tall, so that's really not all that necessary, apparently.
Okay, all right.
Sporty. I like sporty. I'm pretty athletic.
You are very athletic,
I am.
Yes.
I like to run around, and I like somebody who can
smart,
run around with me.
Smart, sporty.
Smart's fun, yeah. Smart's good.
Okay.
I like witty. I'm not Adam Sandler humor. I'm John Stewart humor.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I like
good
smart
to
humor. That's important to
GTK.
Me. Fart jokes, not so much.
Oh,
really?
Well, then why are you here?
You like me.
I love you guys. in spite of the fart jokes.
All right. Well, okay. All right.
And Ivy Leaguers don't like fart jokes.
All right. Lighten up, everybody.
And I mean, it's a silly thing. It's like the checklist that everybody wants, right? I mean, I want somebody who's like a good, supportive, loving partner that I can also be good and loving and supporting towards. And,
right.
I don't know. I wanna,
and she makes an amazing key lime pie,
everybody.
I do,
and that's about it, though. So you've got to like key lime pie and then not be willing to eat anything
cats.
But salad.
And like cats.
I have one cat.
Salad and key lime pie.
And apparently I'm a bad cat lady because I lost the neighbor's cat. So, I've
been out on dates where the cat is a... that kills.
Oh, I have
that
two.
Kills it.
Oh,
I have
me
two.
Too. I have horrible cat allergies. You know what
I'm
that
like,
killed.
Take a Benadryl.
Hi. Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't. Well, you can't take a Benadryl every day of your life. You'll be like, I love you, honey. Come on.
Yeah, I do have one cat.
Okay.
Yes, and she's totally.
I think it's like
she,
I'm allergic to wheat. I can't have wheat. No, you don't have celiac disease. Deal with it.
Oh my God, that's different than cat allergies. Cat allergies are real. I am a mess around cats.
It depends on the cat, though. Like, there's certain cats that I'm allergic to, and I have never had an issue with my cat. And it just depends, I think, on the...
Really?
I guess I'm just bitter about all the men who have left me because of my cat.
Me
it's
too.
Not
it's
not really,
certain,
yeah.
It's certain
not really
for
the cat.
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, ugh. It's not really the cat. I feel like if you genuinely love somebody, you'll figure that out. If you can,
if you're wildly
dying.
Allergic.
Yeah, I mean, if you're
if
wildly...
If you're wildly allergic like me.
Yeah, then
just
that's
saying.
A,
I know, ironic, I wouldn't like pussy, but I'm just saying, Chris.
No, yeah, I know.
Well, I'll say this. She's been with me 16 years, and it's a lot longer than any relationship I've had. So
that is true.
She's not going anywhere.
Boy, howdy.
She's not leaving that sink.
No, she's not going anywhere. And you have to be willing to work around the cat in the sink.
Which is weird, right? You have to shave or do your...
And you know what else I like?
Do
what?
Toothpaste? Something.
These are sort of the weird things you figure out over the years. I want someone who has her own friends and would like to meet mine. Like, that's a...
Yes!
Right? Like, that's a...
Exactly!
Like, I'd like to know your friends. I'd like us to socialize with your friends. And then I'd like you to socialize with my friends.
Yeah.
And that doesn't... One does not preclude the other. I'm not one of those couples that we disappear into each other and you never see me again.
Right.
But I'd like you to be social with me and vice versa.
Right, Travis? All right, we're just talking about one particular relationship.
Travis, four shot.
Oh, and not being an alcoholic would be nice.
Okay,
like liking to drink socially, but
what's
not
are you looking at me?
Are you? No, it seems to be one extreme or the other with me. Either I find somebody who like loves to drink and drinks all the time, and then it's like constantly a battle, or somebody who's like, I'm not really a drinker, and then I'm drunk by myself, and that's no fun.
And that's really part
because I get really flirty, and they like get off of me.
That's why we invited you.
There was a short time where I was meeting all of these people who were in AA. I'm like, how is this happening?
Oh, that's tricky. Where were you? You were going to AA?
No, I wasn't going to AA. I was just meeting people who were in AA and dating, and it's hard because you know you kind of want to go.
I wonder,
and
were you meeting them at the gym?
I met some of them at the gym.
Sometimes you replace one addiction with another.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know people
yes,
like that.
Totally.
I know
you
totally.
Going
to
Cottage Cheese Anonymous? Or you? Yeah.
Right. Right. You were used to me because I made amends every morning. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry for
I called you a
last
fucking
night.
Cock knobbler yesterday.
But I will
really
say,
sorry about that.
The online dating thing is kind of a disaster. And somebody who said I should do a podcast about my dating life because I don't want to name names and hurt people and
you
know,
of course
names will be changed to protect the guilty and or innocent, but
yes,
you should see first of all some of the pictures that people put up. I mean, do you not have a friend? Like when there's a selfie in the mirror in a bathroom somewhere and not your
and
bathroom.
It's usually a filthy mirror.
In a public bathroom?
Yeah.
What is happening here? Like you don't have one picture in your social media world of you somewhere other than a bathroom by yourself.
Right.
There's nothing. And it all looks like the same prison bathroom.
Right.
Right. It's not, this is not a pretty bathroom. I don't want to see your bathroom anyway. And then.
This is why I don't have a personal Facebook page.
Here's a good one. On Tinder, especially when you see like one picture at a time, the first picture is your kid. I don't want to date your kid.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in dating your kid. I'm happy to know you have a kid. And if you want to put a picture in there of you with your kid, fine. Right. Your first picture is just your child. Makes me feel creepy.
I don't trust Facebook profiles or Twitter profiles that are pictures of something else besides you.
I don't need to see a mountain.
I don't need to see a picture of your dog.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to date your dog.
Yeah.
No. And I get the whole like holding a baby. Right.
Wow.
And
I'm just, you know, I'm taking notes for my first profile.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, really?
No, have a picture of yourself. It is your page.
Yeah. It's Show me what you look like. That's
exactly
what I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask how tall you are on something like Tinder because I think men find that rude, but it's helpful to know. I did meet a guy that I, you know, was unclear whether or not I would find him attractive. We had really good chemistry. It was right. on a different site, not on Tinder, but we had a good rapport back and forth. And I thought it's possible I could find him attractive. Right. And then I showed up and he was considerably shorter than I expected.
Right.
And that was a little bit, I mean, I'm not a super tall
like
girl.
Like Vern Troyer.
But small. I'm a big presence.
Right.
And so
right.
for me, I like somebody who's got some meat to them.
Sure.
Some,
right.
Some
right.
bulk to them. Yeah. You know, don't have to be tall.
No, but Vern Troyer? Are we talking Vern Troyer?
No. No, but, you know, I'm 5'5".
Yeah.
So it'd be nice if you were at least 5'8". Because I know when I wear heels with 5'7", I'm taller. And it's okay.
Right.
You know, but I'd like to feel small and pretty. And
yeah. All right. Dainty. Yeah.
But if you're all dick, I think Jackie will still consider you. I'm just you're good at just saying.
No, if you're my dream man and you're 5'7", that's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to discriminate. It's not a deal breaker. But,
no, yeah. No. But, you know, if you're going on aesthetics alone.
All right.
Okay. And on Tinder, it tends to be on aesthetics.
Yeah.
Because you see the picture.
Right. That's all you got to go with.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to ask you where you're from.
Golly.
Right. All of that good
Isn't
stuff.
It awesome? I can't talk about my love life at all, but you guys both know. It's so awesome. Oh, my God.
Can we take, like, 20 questions?
No.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No. Yes, it is bigger than a bread box. Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah. Anything else, Chris?
What?
No.
No?
I'll give you another pet peeve, and this is going to sound terrible.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
If I wouldn't talk to you in a bar... chances are I'm not going to respond to you on a dating site.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean that in like the most kind way.
The nicest way.
If you can't put sentences together, if we're physically not
If you're
match,
like, blar, Jackie,
if
Fern,
you're 30 years older than I am,
yeah.
or right. 30 years younger than I well, that would be weird, but 20 okay. years younger than I am, like,
that,
I'm not looking for a boy
illegal,
toy. But... I'm not, like,
right.
enough. It's a waste of everybody's
time. Yeah.
And I know they think, maybe I'll get lucky this time. Yeah.
And on those sites, if they say something to me and I'm really not, I just kind of ignore them. And then they keep coming back. Why are you ignoring me? Why won't you? You're not interested? I'm like,
no, because you're not at all needy now.
Exactly. That. Yeah. You're making yourself look a lot more attractive.
I did. Not me, but a friend actually put me on a dating site for 2 seconds, and it was an unmitigated disaster. So I have never...
You did have a date out of it, though, didn't you?
Yes, you did.
Okay, anyway, Jackie.
We can't talk about anything you've done, can we?
No, we cannot.
At all? Nothing? Ever? No. Even in the past? No?
No. Well, we talked about some of that.
Wow.
Just, yeah, it was... No. It was bad, my dating site experience.
Was she a fan?
Yes.
She was a fan.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah. It was weird.
That's. Oh, I did meet someone when I was on CNN in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
After I was in a relationship for the most of the time that I was there. And then I left and went on and did other things. And I went on the dating. I was like, how do people meet people in D.C.? And so I went on a dating site and I met a guy and he recognized me from television.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
And I was a little wary, but he didn't kind of say it right off the bat. And he seemed kind of funny and smart.
Yeah.
And
he didn't he gush was saving immediately.
No,
because
no.
that makes you uncomfortable.
No, and we went for a drink, and I found him pleasant enough. I wasn't head over heels, but my mother always says that I make too quick of judgment, so I should go out a second time, which, Mom, I'll never do again, because my quick judgments are pretty spot on. Oh, my mom's amazing, but my quick judgments are pretty spot on. And we went out a second time, and I realized over dinner that this was going nowhere, and I was not interested in seeing him again.
Right.
And after, unfortunately, my friend owned the restaurant and came over during dinner and said, "So where are you kids going next?"
Oh.
I was like,
Oh, no.
I wanted to say home, and we went to a bar next door, and I bought he bought dinner, and I thanked him for that, and then I bought the round of drinks, because when I get uncomfortable, I pay.
Did you hear that, boys?
Me too. Me too.
It's true. I will let you pay. I do the rule, like, if you ask me out, I'll let you pay, and you can pay for a couple of times, and then I'll, you know, do the courtesy offer to pay the third time, or I'll cook dinner,
right,
which will be takeout. But, you know, I'll do all of that stuff. But when I'm seeing somebody and things are awkward and uncomfortable and I offer to pay, it's like on its way out, then you know. Like, that's my thing.
Okay.
That's the moment I know
Interesting.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I've discovered that over the years.
All right, I will divulge only because Jackie has a couple of my really awkward online dating. Okay, well, all right. Okay, how do I start? Hang on.
Need a piece of cheese for that.
Okay, thank you. This is why I got
it's
you snacks rubbering. Because it's all right.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, geez, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so when I was in a rough patch, Chris.
I've been with you for all
my
your rough
friend,
patches.
My friend, actually, not me. She's like, I'm just doing it. I'm just going online. I'm not going to say it's you. I'm going to put your picture. I'm going to whatever.
Did you have a picture or no picture?
No picture.
No, no picture. But then, like, you know, if they responded to the thing and my friend's this and blah, blah, blah. So, one of the first girls just wanted to know if I could introduce her to Lisa Vanderpump, which is weird because I'm like, I don't know. I live in Hollywood, but I don't know what. Okay. And then, what was the other one, Chris? She had a pit bull that showed up with a cage on its face and,
what?
Right. And, she was like, I responded to this because my best friend, you were her favorite, like she was, you know, you were like on her Facebook page mm-hmm. and she just died. And I was like, Lord, she just died in a thing and you were her
tragic
favorite
kiln
something.
Explosion or
and
something.
So I responded, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That's wow. That's weird.
Yeah. Did you say to her face, that's weird?
Right.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
And another one, I hip to SoulCycle, and now she goes all the time to my same. Okay. Anyway, it's not important now. Jackie, the important thing is.
Oh, so I'll tell you how the story ends, because there's an end to my story, because apparently my stories go on too long. But here's the end of my story.
No, they don't.
Is that. Like, I'm sorry, did we get distracted from your incredibly interesting story, Jackie? So we went to the bar, I bought the drinks. Would put me in a cab. I gave him a hug. Said, thank you very much. That was the end of it. And then I get a passive aggressive like text from him or I guess it was a text from him about a week later. Like, you know, I guess you didn't feel the need to say thank you for our date or something like that.
Uh-oh.
And I said, you know, I said, thank you. Yeah. I bought drinks. And, yeah. You know, and I said it was lovely and whatever.
Lovely.
And that was it. And he was not a happy camper. And I just let it go. And that was the end of it. Then I got back on Match, I don't know, like 6 months later. And I wrote a profile. And I said something about, something alluding to how miserable it had been the time before.
Mm-hmm.
He found me again on Match.
Oh
and wrote me this, like, scathing note about how it was my fault. And I was terrible.
My God. I have another friend that happened to. That like dated the guy that wasn't divorced yet. And like, whatever.
It was
and like
a hot minute.
He fucked her over, and then, like, you know, she's back at Match. She's like, oh, hi.
Like, why would you?
Right. I don't do separated and not divorced. I don't do that either.
Right.
Like,
no, that's what happened. Yeah, like, no,
that's
no,
drama.
I'm
that
not
trying
to get over it, and I'm ready and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and then did that to her for a long time. And then she's back at Match. She's like, oh, hi. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't get. I've learned. You get a second chance, maybe.
Right.
And then after that, there's no.
Right.
There's no more. And,
right.
And I think separated carries a lot of baggage. So.
Yes.
And you can get over it. And I don't know if people are separated, but I want you officially divorced before you start dating again.
Yeah. Right.
Because there's just too much.
It's not for them. It's for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
And it's for them to
have a spouse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you got to look out for yourself first.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. But I think they need time to heal. You don't know what
absolutely.
They're getting when somebody's just out of a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right.
Anyway, that's the saga.
Jackie, how could we follow you anyway, just in a, you know, pervy way?
Well, you want to come help find the cat? That would be cool.
No, yeah, if you want to help find the cat, or you just want to
talk. So here's what's happening online with me. I have a website, JackieSchechner.com, which I actually haven't updated recently. I probably should start doing more on that. But I really like me some Twitter. I don't know why that is. I use Facebook, too. A lot of my Twitter just ends up on my Facebook, my public Facebook page. But Twitter, I really like. I put out a lot of news articles that I really retweet the articles I like. I put up pictures.
And it seems like there's just enough interaction with people where it doesn't feel overwhelming.
No, I think that's part of it. People respond. I like to pretend I'm funny from time to time. And so I'll put out something.
You are funny.
You are funny.
I'll put out something
hot.
Quippy and people will respond to it. And that makes me giggle. I don't like Instagram, I say, because I don't like the way I look in photos and no one needs to see my food. So I don't really get the Instagram
look
thing.
Look at her, everybody. Look at how fucking hot she is.
I don't like the way I photograph.
Is.
But I don't get Instagram as much as Twitter. Like, I like Twitter better.
Instagram, I mean, I use it because sometimes I feel artistic and I see a good framed shot and I'm like, ooh, that would make a good picture. And,
I'd rather take a picture than filter it and change it. And for me,
For me, it's a little bit artistic. I can just manipulate it the way I want and make it look awesome.
Pretty.
It's a control issue for
him. It is. No.
Yeah, he likes it.
You're not alone. That's why it's so popular.
Yes. Well, yes.
I like
it. And if it doesn't look pretty, I throw it against the wall.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Twitter better than Instagram. I'm on it, but yeah, I don't do a lot on it. And I like this new Periscope thing.
Well, Periscope's a Twitter thing.
Which I discovered while I was traveling in Spain. I was sitting around Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Well, if you say Ibiza,
how was that?
If people say, if you say Ibiza, then people go, it's Ibiza.
Yeah.
If you say Ibiza, people go, it's Ibiza. I'm like, so you can't win.
You're whatever. I had a stop pretentious over motherfuckers,
I,
whatever.
In Barcelona.
In Barcelona.
In Barcelona. What happened in Barcelona?
It was great. I did 2 days in Barcelona,
yeah,
and then I flew to Ibiza for a week. Mm-hmm. My wallet was stolen the first day.
Awesome.
So that was a trip. And then
did you have to go through the State Department to get...
No, they didn't get my passport.
Okay.
They just got my driver's license and my credit card, which I canceled immediately.
Yeah.
And about 120 euros.
Oh, dear.
But that's all they were after, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah.
And nothing was done with the card because I got to it right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did I tell you guys the story of the credit card being stolen?
No, you didn't.
Oh, this is good. I had to call Florida. It was 5 o'clock in the morning in Spain, and I had to call the call center, which I guess was in Florida.
Okay.
They Richard, were like, yeah, Richard. Oh, sorry, we're doing meth.
No, yeah, Richard, I'm sorry. In Florida was like, all right, we've put a block on your account, so when you find that card again, just call us and we'll unblock it. And I was like, Richard, sweetheart, what part of at a nightclub on an island in Spain did you miss about the
story? Miss about the card
it's not
gone.
Coming back.
Credit card gone, not coming back. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And it was a confusing time for them.
Maybe he didn't know that Ibiza was the party island of Europe.
I'm sorry, Ibiza is... I'm sorry. Is it that? Because it's like I'm so sore I can't piss. Is that what you mean by Ibiza?
No, it's Catalan. In Catalan, the Z is pronounced with a th.
Yeah. Right. It was a lot more. I mean, it's very touristy.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of Miami Beach, to be honest. I don't want to knock
where you're from. Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Miami, and I lived on the beach right before I moved to LA.
Right.
And
there's nightclubs of go-go. And,
it felt very much like Miami Beach to me, with a lot of European tourists, and it's fine.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't terrible, but
except that it's pronounced Ibiza.
Yeah.
Ibiza.
But I think I'd rather go to a quieter island. I think I'm at that age.
Yeah.
You and me both.
You're at a very sedate age.
Like, I don't need to party for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I need a drink with an umbrella and a book, and I'm good.
Not since Chris LaVoie tried to smuggle a drink out of a bar in his pocket and it broke.
No, it didn't break.
What? What happened?
I was at the Abbey. Okay. I was at the Abbey, and I was in the mid-90s when people were still wearing cargo shorts.
Were they wearing jumpsuits? That's
I don't sure. I don't know. And my friend Brian and I went in, and we had had quite a few drinks before that, and we thought it was a good idea to take our margaritas to the park next door and drink them there.
Yeah, of course.
What were they in? What kind of glass?
They were in a normal glass,
a glass glass.
Yes, and so I put it in my cargo pants pocket and walked out, and it spilled. Of course it spilled, and my phone was in there.
But it didn't break.
Oh, dear.
No, the glass didn't break, but my phone broke.
That was Tom Brady's exact story.
Yeah,
what
weird.
Is that?
It's weird.
With the destroying of the cell phone.
And the SIM card.
Yes. That was his story. I put a margarita in my cargo pants in South Beach.
Is that a margarita in your cargo pants?
Just happy to see me. Yeah.
Jackie Schechner, wait, what the fuck? Let's go, have an after party and...
I'm in my pajamas. We can have a slumber party. Pillow fights.
Let's do
feathers
it.
Flying
feathers
everywhere.
Feathers everywhere. We're jumping on the bed. we collapse on each other in a fit of giggle.
Just like in the sorority house.
Tried out shit. Oh, my God. Okay, follow her at
Jackie Schechner.
Yep.
Jackie with an I, and then the Schechner. I always say you're on your own. Figure that out.
All right. Figure it out.
Or just watch Stephanie's retweets of your tweets.
Oh, yeah. That works too.
You're pretty
and
sparkly.
And pray that I find the cat.
Yes.
Because losing my neighbor's cat.
Help us all get pussy, please.
I don't
happy
want any.
Happy fucking happy hour. Except for gross.
Love you.
Thanks. Just come.